My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
We go out to Busch Stadium in St. Louis, where we are joined by the shortstop for your San Diego Padres. And I imagine that sounds pretty good to Mason McCoy, who is with us right now on 97.3 The Fan. Mason, you're on with Ben and Woods and Paul back here in San Diego. How are you doing this morning?
I'm a little sleepy just from the amount of people that are here from my town. But no, I'm good. I couldn't be better.
Man, there's so much I want to ask you. I mean, there's so much. Obviously, you know, we know your story, 29-year-old rookie coming up and not only coming up and, you know, seeing how the other half lives. I know you had a cup of coffee with Toronto, but coming here and saying, all right, you're in there, man, and go make plays. You made a spectacular play last night. How has it been? Give me some stark differences between minor league life and life in the big leagues.
I think the separation between those two is so drastic that there's not really like one specific thing. I mean, you can just go from the flights to the gear you get, to the stadiums, to the fans. I mean, there's so much difference between the two, but I think the biggest thing for me is just the want and the drive to win every game. You know, in the minor leagues, it's all about the development. It's all about, you know, hey, we want you to do this or try to do this today, whatever it may be. And the winning kind of gets lost in the shuffle, if you will. But that was like the first thing. I think that was one of the first things I said. It might have been deceased on the bench, was like, you kind of forget not how to win, but you forget like what it's like to play to win and how much fun that is. So right when I got here, that was like the big switch from the minor leagues to, you know, the big leagues, was like, you know, we're in a playoff push, but also, you know, we're trying to win every game. Every at bat matters. Getting on base matters. Making the plays matter. And that was something that I've had so much more fun playing the game just for that aspect of winning.
Yeah, and you definitely look like you're having fun. Now, you mentioned when you said some of the stark differences, the gear. And I had to ask you about your spikes, because I have not seen, I haven't seen those. I'm like, he's got the Jeff Bagwell look, the black spikes, and I'm like, this is Mike Hampton, this is Jeff Bagwell, this is Brian Giles. I loved it, and I gotta ask him. Now, Manny hasn't offered to give you one of his 7,000 pair of spikes yet?
No, I'm sure his feet are a little bit bigger than mine. I was in Oklahoma City on the road, so I had gray cleats and black cleats,
yep.
And that was about it. And, you know, the El Paso is black, white, and red. So it was fine. Well, then I got here and I was like, oh no, you know, we're at home. We're at home wearing white and brown. I'm like, this is not going to look good. And yeah, I just wrote it out. I was like, you know what, whatever, we're just going to ride with it. And I got, you know, we won, I got a hit, and I'm like, well, you might as well do it again.
100%.
You know, it was working. And then we had the City Connect jerseys, and I'm like, this is going to be even worse than the regular white stripe jersey. But we did it anyway, and it was fine. It is what it is. But I got my white cleats back, so I got
nice.
I've been wearing those, luckily.
So the scouting report we got, you know, not knowing in time, we saw you a little bit in spring training, but, you know, great glove. I've been impressed, though, with the at-bats, how you've battled, drawn some walks, gotten, you know, first major league hit and a couple more since then. What's it been like, you know, facing that major league quality pitching, and what has been kind of your strategy once you've gotten up here?
I think it's just understanding understanding my role, right? So, like, if I told you, you know, you're a, you know, we need you to hit extra base hits and homers, you may be more susceptible to taking bigger swings and chasing pitches just to get your best swing off. And knowing that, you know, my role, if you will, is just, you know, get on base, do what you can, put good at bats together, get on base, move guys, play the game, see what the game is doing, and just try to go off that. And so, you know, putting together those big ABs or working the walks, I think it helps me dial in a little bit better at the plate. I know what my purpose is. I know what my plan is when I get up to the plate. I'm not trying to do anything outside of that. And I'm, you know, I've been grateful enough to be up there and be putting together some good ABs.
Talking to Padres shortstop Mason McCoy here on Ben and Woods this morning, and I had to laugh the other night. I was watching the post-game interview with Manny, and you walked right in front of the camera, and he's like, hey, what? He's like, oh, don't worry. He's only been up a couple days. I mean, it comes with the territory. You walk in a clubhouse full of veterans, Manny Machado, Xander Bogaerts. There's World Series rings in there. I mean, I'm 49. And when I go down to the ballpark on the field, I still kind of stand in awe. How has that been? How have the vets been treating you since you got there?
It's been awesome. I mean, I think the hardest thing is just learning routines, right? So I just get called up, and I'm trying to learn what the veterans guys' routines are, so I can kind of, you know, I'm allowed, like, I need to stay out of their way in a way where it's like, you know, if I have to get on the first bus to come hit in the cage, that's what I got to do. If I have to get here super early to get my work in, that's what I got to do. So it's just trying to learn routines. I think that's the toughest part. But yeah, when I walked in front of Manny, you know, this is the first time I've ever obviously been to Busch Stadium, but I'm only two. I only grew up 2 hours from here. So I had most of my town was here. So when I walked up the stairs, you know, I was just immediately like, oh, I got to go say hi to everybody, or at least, you know, thank everybody for coming. And was not even paying attention to the ride. I walked right in front of him. I'm like, oh, no, that's going to be a tough look. But that's right. You learn, right? You learn.
That's right.
Now, I'm definitely, when I come up the steps, I'm definitely constantly looking around to make sure I'm not walking in front of someone's interview.
Like, the game's hard enough, right? The game of baseball, it is a. But now you're worried about, oh, God, I got to get there early, but I don't want to get there too early. Jackson Merrill has said it before. He's like, I had to sit in my car. To watch, you know, to play with him up the middle, and I'm sure you guys have been chatting it up and talking. And what do you see from Jackson Merrill? Because he feels like he's been in the league for 5 years right now, Mace.
Yeah, I think that's a big point. He has so much confidence. Unbelievable guy, but just his presence on the field and his presence up the bat and, you know, in the dugout, it's like he does seem like he's played in the big leagues for the last 5 years. Like, it's just him going out and playing the game. And that his persona, the way he carries himself, is just that of a veteran player, which is pretty special and pretty hard to see in someone as young as he is. Sometimes I forget that he is as young as he is.
Yeah, you got 8 years on that guy. That's insane.
Yeah, I know.
That's insane.
Yeah, crazy.
So I was looking it up. So Mason is a Washington guy, but not the Washington Huskies, not Washington, D.C., not even that Washington University in Missouri, Washington, Illinois. I had never heard of Washington, Illinois. Now, that's by Peoria is where you grew up?
Yeah. Yep, I grew up in Sunnyland, which is a little town like inside of Washington. But, yeah, it's like I'm like 20, 25 minutes from Peoria. It's just a little town, a lot of cornfields, really, really tight-knit community. I think there's maybe 12, I don't know how many. When I first got there, I think there's maybe 10,000 people in the town total, but now it might be upwards of like 12 to 14.
So yeah, you know about corn.
So you know about corn. We've been talking about corn all week.
Yeah, the corn sweat that's made it so miserable in St. Louis this week. You know that phenomenon?
Oh, yeah, I know about it. I did Tassled for a year. I don't know if you know.
What is that? No.
No.
It's where you it's hired out work for like high school kids, grade school kids to make some money. And you go and you walk through the cornfields and you pull the tassels off the top of the corn. So it's like pull the corn down, pull the tassels off, you throw them on the ground. It basically helps them like repopulate for the next year. But it's like you get there at 4 a.m. and you're walking through cornfields till. You do it all in the morning, and then you're done by noon. But they pay you really well, and so it's a good. It's I want to say it's a good job. It's good money for somebody that's, you know, eighth grade, freshman, sophomore in high school, whatever it is. But it is miserable to walk through those cornfields and you're soaking wet and then it's humid. And yeah, I did it for 1 year and I was like, yeah, that's about enough for me. I don't think I want to do this again.
Would they take my six-year-old? Because he's been a bit of a disciplinary problem lately. I don't know that he's tall enough to reach up there and grab it, but I'm certainly willing to try, man. We have really enjoyed talking to you today.
How many of those 10,000 people are at the games in St. Louis watching you here?
I couldn't tell you. The first, I mean, I had teachers come out and coaches the first night. I have a ton of family that have been out, a lot of my teammates and friends. I had a teammate from when I went to University of Iowa drive down. So yeah, there's been a lot. I can't put into the words or numbers how many people, but the support has been overwhelming for sure.
Well, Mason, it was a pleasure to get to know you a little bit. Now I did see the lineup has come out. Did you see the lineup already today?
Yeah, I'm not in there today.
All right, not in there today, but could still come in late in the game.
I mean,
you never know.
It's hot, it's humid. You may get in there. Just keep up the good work, man.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate it. Thanks for having me on.
Enjoy.
Thanks, Mason. Mason McCoy, shortstop for your San Diego Padres.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.